Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bing.
So Microsoft has launched Bing. What do you think about it?
Well, it wasn't as good as 95 Bong, but yes, a lot of stonerheads enjoyed that one. It was great.
Bing.
Yay for beginning. Well, hello there, folks. I'm Ryan.
I'm Jack.
I'm Cookie.
And we are the Cubby House, and welcome to Show 20. We've got a non-stop bonanza of stuff. But, I mean, we're nearly up 21, you know? We're legal to drink in America soon. How cool is that?
Well, it's not quite old enough to drink.
No.
That's very disappointing, and it kind of pales in comparison to Bears in the City's number 50 coming up.
Well, that's true.
And it pales in comparison to the B-Talks episode 200 coming up. But hey, 20 is a good place to start, I
think
suppose.
So. I mean, you're nearly 20 soon, so...
Yes, I am. Woohoo! Thanks for drawing everything back to me. So it's all relevant to me now.
Well, that's right. It's always about you. Because if it wasn't for you, Jack, the Cubby House would never exist. So let's give Jack a little round of applause.
Yeah.
And you better have been clapping too, listener, or we'll come and find you and hold you down and tickle you and stuff.
You better not have clapped. So this
non-stop bonanza that we were talking about, what did we learn this week? I like doing what did you learn.
What did we learn? Mm. We need a jingle for that.
We're talking about the fetishism that is connected to redheads, or as we in Australia affectionately term them, rangers. Are you offended by that term, Jack?
I was offended by it when I was in high school, mm-hmm. when I was actually used as a slur. Now I'm kind of out of it. It's kind of used as a...
It's not like a term of endearment. It's just...
Yeah, the term... It's an endearing term, I suppose. Like, like you're a fucking ranger. And so, no, it's more like, hey, ranger. There is a difference.
We've also got some news about the Vic Bears Committee. Ooh.
There's change in the air.
There has been. We had the AGM, but we'll get into that later.
But also, instead of our funky little noises that we use in between our segments, this week we'll be featuring some of the music from... What's his name again?
Robot Bomb Shelter.
Robot Bomb Shelter.
How cool is that?
Not only does he do really cool music, he is hot.
Smoking hot.
If you haven't checked him out, you can go to www.robotbombshelter.com. So all this and more on the Cubby House Podcast, episode 20.
Ding, 20.
That was our first musical interlude from Robot Bomb Shelter. And now for our segment, what did we learn this week? What did we learn this week?
We learned that Jack shouldn't sing. And we're done. Next segue.
Yeah. Take two. This is a segment that we call What Did We Learn This Week? That was a musical interlude, again, by Robot Bomb Shelter.
Robot Bomb Shelter is going to kill us for trashing his music.
Or at least associating it with the trash that this podcast is. By the way, if you want to tell us how crap we are, you can review us on iTunes. We had a bit of an interruption. That was Robot Bomb Shelter, our first interlude. This is what did we learn this week? Take three.
Yes, Elliot Goblet.
Don't you ever call me that. That's the worst thing you could ever call me.
I like Elliot Goblet. He cracked me up.
Yeah,
but that would imply that I'm boring.
He wasn't boring. Deadpan. I don't laugh at boring people. Maybe deadpan, but you're not deadpan.
I'm animated.
Animated pan.
And cuter than...
Cute
than
pan.
What did we learn this week?
Jack, what did you learn this week?
Over this week, I have been doing sound for a series of short plays at La Trobe University's student theatre. Because I do radio things, so they thought, hey, you do radio. Why don't you do sound for us? Which is okay. But from my booth all the way up there, there was the cutest person. And every time that he was on the stage, my eyes would gravitate to him. I was like, oh! And no, that wasn't the sound of me coming behind my behind my booth.
Oh, thank God for that.
It wasn't that kind of booth. But the thing is that I hardly know anything about this particular person. And he is the cutest person. We kind of have the look going on, but I'm not quite too sure whether I should work on it. So I'm completely lost when it comes to this, whether it's actually worth pursuing and investigating and putting myself out of the line and risk humiliation, or to just let it go and keep on asking about what never was.
Well, I think it's always better to regret the things you've done rather than the things you haven't done. Yeah. So I say go for it.
At least it'll give you closure one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Also, another thing that I learned... is that apparently the idea of there being a close, intimate bond between parents and children is a relatively modern thing. That's something that I learned in a unit called Families and Change.
Wow. As in, like, here's your change back?
No, as in the family, as we know it, has not been the same thing over time. That it has been changing.
Mm-hmm.
And that the idea of parents and children having a close, intimate relationship with each other is something that's been around particularly much more since about the 1950s.
Well, considering the government is pimping mothers, as in, like, they're paying mothers to actually give birth, aka the baby bonus. Yes, like in 1950s, women didn't get paid to, you know, have little crotchlings and have alien beasts burst through their chests or whatever.
You're going to be a wonderful father. You know that?
I'll be a great daddy. Yes, I will.
There is a difference.
Not in this head.
Okay, Ryan. Mm. Enough about me and my woes and my loneliness and the crippling heartache which will surely bury me.
Oh, God. Somebody get a gun and put him out of his misery.
Ding, 30.
Was that a World of Warcraft joke? I think it was.
Oh,
I'm somebody sick get a gun and tired of me this. Out of my misery. I think that should be a flaggable offense. That's it. What's number five?
Dare. Yay.
We dare you not to talk about World of Warcraft for the rest of the program.
Challenge not accepted, considering that's all I really got to talk about.
Fine.
What else can we dare him to do?
We can put it to the listeners again. Haha.
That seems like a bit of a cop-out.
Daring Cookie to do something, it's like going to a child and say, I dare you to put this in your mouth. They will anyway, whether you dare them to know or not.
What's the difference between Cookie and a child at that rate?
Well, children usually go on, like, changing tables, and Cookie goes on a sling.
Yeah, children can't go into an adult store and buy dildos.
That's true. Thank fuck for that.
By the way, best way into Cookie's pants is through reverse psychology.
No, I will not make out with you.
You will not stick that in your mouth. I forbid it. Don't touch the oven, it's hot.
And on that note, what did you learn this week, Ryan?
I learned that sometimes patience isn't a virtue. And I also learned that sometimes it's better to go for what you need before people start thinking, oh, he's talking about sex. No, this is a completely boring issue. And I'll try. It's a very long story, so I'll try and keep it as brief as possible. I accidentally dropped my laptop a couple of weeks ago, who knew that it's a really bad thing to do? So I dropped it. I got it fixed. I got it back and they forgot to give me my battery. So I rang them up and said, where's my battery? Oh, are you sure you had one? Yes, I'm sure. Okay, well, we'll try and send one out to you. Okay. That was Friday. I didn't hear back from them on Monday. I rang them back. Where's my battery. Oh, we haven't confirmed your details. Can we confirm your details? They confirmed my details about 3 or 4 times during this time. And after I bantered with this young lady who was giving me attitude, and so me being caring, I had to return it right back to her. She said, well, we can't prove that you had a battery, so out of the goodness of her own heart, we're going to replace it. And I lost it. I said, don't do me any favors, sweetheart. I said, let's just call it what it is. You know, it was one of your incompetent members of staff managed to lose my battery, and you're going to replace it. So they did, twice. They sent 2 batteries out. So that's come into handy. And then the courier driver started giving me grief about it. So Toshiba can kiss my left one right now, and go for what you want. Jack, go for the cub. Go for the cub.
But we don't know if he's a cub. I mean, he's cute and all, but he might be straight.
He just doesn't know the way of the cub, maybe.
Listeners, watch this space. You'll hear the rest of this story in the next episode.
I want an update. And Cookie, Monsieur Cookie, what did we learn this week?
Ding, 40.
We learned to be 40. Annoying. Great.
40 is a lovely level if you're playing Warcraft now.
It's rewired his brain.
No, it hasn't. It's just because I haven't gone back to full duties yet. I don't really want to be stuck in the office. No, I learnt, though it seems very tempting, it probably isn't wise to sit on the computer for hours on end because your friend is bored and wants you to play Warcraft with him.
Oh, your friend, of course. And is your friend in the room at the moment?
No, but he normally does sit next to me and play as well.
Right. What are you looking at me like that for?
You asked the question.
Right. Cookie, but you're looking at me as if I'm that friend. I wouldn't even know how to spell World of Warcraft.
Don't look directly into his eyes. You'll become one of them.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Cookie, do you have the cravings that when you're at work, that all you can think about is getting back to Azeroth?
Are all your Facebook statuses on Facebook relative to WoW?
No, it's not actually. I don't update Facebook a lot anymore.
No, because you're busy doing other things on the computer.
No, because it's all negative.
Ah.
It's no point putting negative crap up on Facebook.
I agree.
I'm over it.
Yes. It's Facebook, not Facebook, people. God, get with the times. Go on Twitter if you want to bitch about things.
Just don't link the two.
Well, yes. Complain about things or make menial comments about things that don't matter. I made soup for dinner. The crusty bread was good. Mm. I just had a shower. My cat's name is Mittens.
If you're having a hard day, get some alcohol and drink like any other normal person.
And that is the most important thing that we learned this week.
Alcoholism is good, yes.
No.
You have to cut that part out.
And that is a breach of our code of practice.
Fun times.
People are attracted to happy, confident people.
That's right. Do you know what else people are attracted to?
What?
Well, redheads.
Redheads. Nice segue.
I know, right?
We didn't even need interlude music from Robot Bomb Shelter for that one.
We could put it in there just in case. There we go. That was awesome.
That was a nice interlude.
Mm-hmm. That was great. Your hair's looking particularly shiny and healthy today, Jack.
Really? I haven't washed it for about a week.
Okay, well, maybe it's like the crab's eggs or something that's adding to the luster or something.
I can feel them crawling. And I don't have anything there, but it's like psychosomatic that...
I'll just take my hand away, sorry.
It's like saying, gee, isn't it itchy in here?
All right, I'm fine. You're the only itchy one here. Ha ha. Psych.
Anyway, Ryan...
Jack.
You were saying?
Well, redheads, you know, it seems to be like you look on people's profiles and people are against, you know, Asians, for example, or they prefer people with darker features and things. But I see a lot of people that, you know, that are interested in redheads. How do you feel about this? Do you feel flattered?
I feel flattered sometimes that it makes me feel like an exotic jewel that...
exotic jewel.
But I'm modest about it, evidently. That it's something that... I think it's just that people consider it a bit of a rarity in people. And that people seem to like it. But in Australia, people don't seem to dig it quite as much as they do in the United States. I mean, I keep on being told Jack, if you go over to the United States, you wouldn't last a second. You'd get pounced and you'd be put into a cage and kept there forever.
What are we waiting for?
Meanwhile, back in Australia, I get the feeling that they'll put me in a cage and sell pointy sticks for $1 each. Look at the ranga, the ranga, ranga. Not as though I feel unappreciated or anything like that.
But I mean, for example, in the modelling industry, redheads are usually the ones that get the most jobs.
Is that so?
It is true. Because anybody can be a blonde, anybody can be a brunette, but it's hard to actually be a ranga.
Is that so?
Mm. So you're going to start modelling now. We'll see you on the cover of the Bear's Life. And
it's not easy being red.
Potentially when you're compared to matchsticks, yeah.
Or the Dick Smith equivalent, dickheads.
Dickheads. Oh, isn't that lovely?
Obnoxious double entendre.
I don't know what to keep talking about this
There's way. Not an awful lot that can be said on this topic.
What did you mention before about out there? About redhead fetishism?
Well, it just seems as though there are a lot of people out there which are like, oh my god, what happens if a redhead makes out with another redhead? And I'll be like, so hot. It's like, yeah, they're redheads. Yeah, I've got fire crutches, sure.
Mm.
It's not a big deal.
There's a porn star in the Cult Studios. I believe his name is Luke Garrett, and he's a ranger, and he is hot. He is like the only guy from the studio, apart from Carlo Massi, that I would just bone like I own. He is gorgeous.
But I think the thing that people kind of like is not just the redhead hair, but people with red chest hair and stomach hair. People just seem to go wild over it.
Mm.
So watch this space.
We're going to develop a redheaded fan club.
I'm sure there already are. So, Ryan, when it comes to hair colour, do you have any preferences?
I don't. I mean, on a level of, you know, who do I prefer to over to who do I don't, I definitely prefer people with darker features over, say, for example, blondes. However, I do love a pair of blue eyes, which I'm gazing into yours very lovingly right now.
Oh, I feel so delightfully Aryan right now.
So, it's kind of a double-edged sword.
Sword.
Yeah, it's great. A double-edged sword, perhaps. Because I'm not a fan of, like, black or brown eyes. I much prefer blue or green. So, that's just the way I am.
And cookie?
Hair colour, no. It's depending on the whole facial features and all that sort of stuff. But there was somebody that mentioned to me a while ago that guys with red hair have a slightly different smell, body odour-wise.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't specifically noticed it myself, but...
Were they given a different shampoo than us when they were born? I had no idea.
No, I don't know either.
Oh.
But yeah.
Tell us your secrets, Jack. Why do you smell so delicious compared to us?
Well, I don't necessarily smell brunnies. That delicious. I mean, it seems to drive some men wild, but whenever I seem to be in a semi-professional context, people are like, put on some deodorant, you smell rank, so...
Wow. Maybe you should take some pepper spray.
It's not universal.
Hmm. Well, we love rangers here at the Cubby House. Maybe we should have like a photo album of all the wonderful rangers there are in the life. Like Lois from Family Guy. I didn't quote it, so you can't flag me, so no. And what other famous rangers do we
Lucy
have?
Lucy O'Ball.
Oh, well, I was actually going to go Gillian Anderson from X-Files or something, or Christ, I don't know.
Ron that, Howard, when he had hair.
That what's it called? The lesbian. The chick from Sex and the City, the one who was a lesbian in real life. And she was a blonde in real life, funnily enough, too.
Yahoo Serious.
Was he a ranger?
I think so.
Oh.
Although I don't want to resemble him in any way.
No,
so.
You're not trying to give...
There's a reason why he's not doing films anymore. I think we've milked this subject to death.
Yes.
Again?
But that's okay, because we did stuff.
There's change in the air. It's like Obama. It's all change, change, change.
We love change.
The coins and cents kind of change.
Well, sometimes, because it's kind of handy to throw at people every now and then.
Or to derail trains on the train tracks. Okay, I confess.
Maybe not that.
That's my own personal thrill. But anyway, changes in the air at VicBears Incorporated.
Yes, we just had our annual general meeting a couple of weeks ago, and we're very sad to say that we have lost a lot of wonderful people from VicBears.
We love you, Phil.
He's a WoW player, you know.
He is.
I don't miss you, Phil, now. So we sadly do say, you know, farewell to the president, Phil Webster. Say goodbye to the treasurer, Clint Roberts. The editor of the newsletter, Monsieur Drew Ball, he's also given his position away. But last and most definitely not least, you know, our favourite daddy bear of all, who was on, you know, show 3, Mr. Russell Daly, who was the secretary. We'll all miss each and every one of you.
Russell has big shoes to fill.
What?
In his role, Russell has big shoes to fill.
I know. Who's going to fill them? My God.
If only we had a certain cute cub to fill the role.
I know. We should get them on the cubby house and they can do an interview about the demands of being secretary.
So what are the demands, Ryan?
Oh, wait. That's me. So, yeah, I'm secretary now. How fun is that? Yay. But before we get to that, I'd also like to welcome aboard the new Monsieur President, who is Rick Cooper. He used to be vice president. Now he's sort of bumped up. We've also had a fellow committee member put himself up for vice president, and that is Monsieur Luke Mitchell. Mr. Will Gorvin, who he left last year due to work, he's actually come back, not as vice president as he was, but he's now treasurer. And we'd also like to welcome along 3 new committee members. We have Mr. Mike Jenkins, we have Mr. Peter Burgess, and there was this really cute, adorable little ranger cub who joined the committee. Who was that? We need him on the show as well.
Wait, that's me!
Oh my God! Wow! So cookie.
How does it feel to be left out?
I'm going to do the photos, alright? I do photos. I do good photos.
Don't worry, there's still World of Warcraft.
Awesome call. That was great. Ah, that was funny.
The first order of business will be to renaming the VicBears committee to perhaps the Super Friends, or maybe the Justice League. Or maybe
Cubs Incorporated.
The Super Fun Cub Club. Because with this change, it meant that there are a lot of younger people coming into the committee, as a lot of our more mature members.
Well, the average age before the annual general meeting, I think it was somewhere to the late 30s, early 40s. Now the average age of...
Average.
Oh, no. God, I'm totally speech impedimizing today, if that's a word it is now. Why not? I've been making up every other word today. The average age of the committee member is now 31, and I'm 27, so I'm below average. Yay. And you're the youngest.
Yay.
You're like the baby spice of VicBears.
I'll be the cute, fresh face of VicBears.
Now, if you can't reach us at podcast at... What is our fucking website?
podcast@thecubbyhouse.net.au.
Yeah, that thing. Thank you so much, Cookie. Now we have jack@vicbears.org.au.
Yay!
And secretary@vicbears.org.au.
Sweet.
So, yay. We've got chains going on. What kind of things would you like to do in your new role?
I am quite enjoying the fact that we're getting a lot of new, fresh faces, but I'm also interested in getting, you know, some bears who are, you know, in their 40s and haven't really had much to do with the scene for a while, like they were heavily involved in it maybe in their 20s and 30s, but now they've sort of given them up. I want to get them back, and, you know, I'm open to all avenues. I sincerely believe that, you know, being a bear is to do with the attitude, not with a look. So I want to see, you know, even Binks, you know, who are the bear twinks, that's my term for them, you know, skinny little cub things.
Oh, that's a cute name.
Binks, yeah. I want to get them. I want to get, you know, Asian bears. I want to get everybody involved.
How are you planning to encompass not just the cub and younger community, but...
Wait,
the-
encompass?
Yes, encompass.
Is that the correct word?
Yes.
I don't know. I was just waiting for him to... Finish! Get to his point. Thank you.
How are you going to encompass the... Not only the younger cub communities in VicBears, but perhaps some of the older community in the scene as such, perhaps even if they've kind of strayed from it for various reasons.
I plan to look back at things that we've done in the past that we no longer do, and maybe we can sort of put a 21st century twist on it. There's been talks about winery tours and things like that, which I'm not a huge fan of wine, but I mean, I know a lot of those bears around that age, they do a bevy or two, so that's something we can look at.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just going out for dinners and things like that, more of a social thing to get away from the scene. It's actually more of a social thing.
Yep.
And that maybe that that because that's why they don't want to go back to the scene, because it was a meat market. But we welcome all ideas.
I reject the idea that you kind of say that the cub community and the bear community are kind of distinct from each other. I mean, sure, there is a little bit of a gap going on, but it's not as though they're kind of mutually exclusive to each other.
It's purely generational. It's got nothing to do with the label itself,
well,
I think.
The reason I ask is I've noticed ever since I've been in the bear community and, you know, talking to people who previously I knew were in that community that have kind of strayed away, there was a lot of feelings of segregation and clickiness. And I'm curious as to know whether having a younger and fresher community base is actually going to change those perceptions, or if they're still going to see it as a fairly clicky community in that respect.
I was nodding like mad when you said that. I remember when I first started at Vic Bears and I was selling raffle tickets, and I had this older bloke who was complaining to me about hibernation, because he asked me what's the age of, you know, the contestants, and I said, oh, there's a lot of cubs this year, and he complained that there's too many. And I said, well, it's first in best dressed. It's a purely voluntarial thing. If you're not going to join up, then that's not our issue. It's not the Cubs' issue. It's just those are the people that wanted to put in. So in answer to your question, I'm basically just saying, put your money where your mouth is. If you want to be part of it, get involved. Don't just sit on your ass and complain that nothing's happening, because you're not making it happen. We don't know, you know, we've got ideas, but if you've got your own thoughts or whatever, then let us know. Everybody's welcome to put through their ideas of what they want to do and things like that. So don't just sit on your bum, people. Tell us stuff.
Playing World of Warcraft. Okay, that one was lame.
Yeah, I think dishing it out's getting a bit lame.
Idea that I've got, laser tag.
Well, I was going to say, maybe we could have like a World of Warcraft Anonymous, and, you know, they can, like, I'm not bagging World of Warcraft. Maybe they can just get together and they can talk about things, you know, instead of just sitting on their bum actually just playing the game. They can actually meet face-to-face and be like, oh, that's a good idea for that game. I might do that.
Like a LAN party.
Yeah, I was just about to suggest.
What's a LAN party?
It's where people bring all their computers over to a particular location, connect them all up through a network, and play multiplayer games through a local network.
Oh, I actually meant talk to people.
That's what a LAN party is, but yes.
Okay, all right. Well,
it can kind of like be a LAN party social gathering.
Okay.
Kind of like a game and play sort of.
Earlier this year, I went to a video game convention and I saw a lot of places like Gears of War and things like that where they were doing things like that. I didn't realize it actually had a term for it though, so. Yay. But laser tag, Jack.
Laser tag.
Getting violent in your young age.
It's not violent. It's a physical activity.
Walking around like the Jackinator, shooting other bears, shooting them with your love. It's not violence at all.
Yes, I'll get you with my Care Bear stare.
And your little dog, too. It's great.
No, just the fact that it's an activity that's usually done in the dark, and you're running around, tagging other people.
With funky accessories.
With funky accessories. Okay. It sounds a lot like Upstairs at Circuit.
It doesn't involve certain pants being removed.
Well, it doesn't always have to Upstairs at Circuit, I'm sure.
But the fact that it's a fun activity, and it can also be a good teamwork, team building exercise as well, if you're going in teams.
I agree.
Paintball is a bit more painful, but
I like paintball, though. But that's just me.
I haven't tried paintball myself.
Mm.
However, no. If I were to say I don't want to go because I'm afraid of getting hurt, I'd sound like a wuss. Right. So I won't. Although I just did. But I didn't say it.
Awesome. Do you have any ideas for things that you'd like to see us do, Cookie?
Nude swimming.
No, just be nude and come to Cookie's house.
Not necessarily nude swimming, but swimming in general. Although it probably does sound cliche in its essence being, you know, very physical meat market sort of thing. I would actually like to see events moved away from the nightclub scene.
Mm-hmm.
Now being at swim and barbecue would be one. There's a few ideas, and I'd like to see this podcast get involved with a few more over the next year or two, you know, with the likes of debates and a few other events that actually draw the community involved as into the podcast and have a voice of their own rather than us being their voice.
But one of the issues that I had when I actually raised my hand to become part of the committee is that when it comes to the podcast, I'm there, I'm at events as part of the committee, that I'm not there within the capacity of Jack from the Cubby House. So what it means is that I don't necessarily think that I might be able to report on events necessarily in the same way that I have been in the past.
I think you can, because I mean, when you're doing interviews and things like that, that would take maybe an hour or so. These events usually run for 5-6 hours. So that's a lot of other time that you can, after you've done your interviews, you can dedicate towards other things.
Yeah, and I think the use, the physical use of hats or clothing to signify, okay, I'm not a committee member right now, I've got a microphone in my hand, I've got the shirt on, I'm doing interviews on podcasting. And then when you, you walk away from that sort of role, yeah, you put your things down, now I'm the committee member. You need to make it clear to people, and this goes for anybody in dual or multi roles, you need to make it clear to somebody who's approaching you or who you're approaching and showing, okay, this is who I am at the moment.
The only time it would get a bit difficult is during hibernation when it's so full on. So, but I mean, you did well interviewing people during the breakfast, which was an event where myself, Drew, and the people interviewing the people were pretty much the only people that worked.
Yeah, and I think come next year, I'm not actually going to be competing, so I can actually take over where you were doing the years to come.
On that subject, because of this series of short plays that I've been working on, the documentary has been put on the shelf for about the past week. So I don't like to say that I'm pushing things, the deadline, forward, but I want to try and get the tentative due date. Hopefully it will be around about the end of this month, which will be 30th of August. Hopefully.
Well, the end of the month is actually 31st, but that's okay.
Let's not get anal retentive about it. But it's also, I'd like to stress that this, although 2/3 of the podcast is now part of the committee, that this is not the Vic Bears podcast.
No.
That,
just like you two have been contestants of hibernation, it's not hibernation contestant podcast either.
Exactly.
That when I'm on the show here, I feel as though I'm a bit more concerned that I might be putting my foot in my mouth by being critical on some things. But I suppose that by the same token, there the podcast is a means for getting things out for things that need to be said. So,
well, if ever anybody's at a Vic Bears event and you see Jack and you have a bone to pick with him, by all means, he's a lovely, approachable cub. You can go up the back and have a bit of a natter and a chin wag, and you can sort things straight. And then snog left her and have lovely little ranger slash brunette slash blonde babies.
And have the other kind of bone that goes with it.
Yes.
Yes.
Will you stop talking about my bone?
Still stuck on the redhead fetish thing. We're in love with you, Jack.
So anyway, I think that's the end of this topic. That was a nice track, or at least part of a track, by Robot Bomb Shelter.
I like it. It's very catchy.
So, where do we go from here?
Well, believe it or not, this will be the last show before our next debate.
Yay!
Yay! What is our next debate?
Size does matter.
Does it, Jack?
Well, I'm on the affirmative side, so I'm going to say, yes, size does matter.
Well, I'm on the negative side, so I'm going to call you a shallow prick and say it doesn't matter.
And what evidence do you have to say that?
I've played with guys that had average size penises, and it was awesome.
Who said anything about penis size?
Well,
it says size does matter, but that could relate to anything.
If you look at the poster, it's kind of related to cock size.
That's only implied. I've had sizable meals I've paid top dollar for, and they'd be lucky if they fit on a tablespoon. It is for anybody and everybody to make their own assumption as to what the topic means to them.
For example, the size of the sun matters significantly to us. because of all that heat and gravity that it radiates and does.
It can also mean a lot to a drag queen. We're also welcoming back previous to the last debate, Kay Sarah.
Yay!
What do they say? The higher the hair, the closer to God? That's certainly true of Kay Sarah.
I thought it was the heel size.
Well, a combination of two.
Well, yes. Is Kay Sarah a top or bottom? I'm not quite... Probably both. Versatile. She's pretty high up on both.
See, size does matter. There you go. It high does. Heels and high hair. There you go.
We're also welcoming back our previous debater, Dean Arcuri. Very, very handsome bear comedian.
I hope he manages to keep his pants on this time, though.
What?
He didn't take his pants off.
Not during the debate, but afterwards. And I missed it. Dirty minx. You did. You did.
Aww.
I had a ringside seat and everything. Emphasis on the word ring, my God.
We're also welcoming back, previous to the podcast, Russell Daly.
Yay!
Who will be on, I believe, your side of the debate.
He is. Right? Myself, Dean, and Russell are all on the negative side.
And we're also welcoming back previous president, Phil Webster, to accommodate with you and Kay on the affirmative side, Jack.
Oh, we've got this in the bag. It's so much easier to debate as that size does matter. You've got a hard task ahead of you.
Well, I'm a natural realist and pessimist, so I've taken the Dala approach to it. So I beg to differ. I think my side will win. But let the best man will, which I intend to. Thank
you're
you.
You're just taking a Bill and Margaret approach.
And as the MC, let me put it to you now. Let's save this for the debate.
Fine, whatever. I just wanted to get the cat fight going so people would be like, ooh, well, I have to go to that.
Yes, it is currently planned for Saturday, the 29th of August at the Laird Hotel from 7 p.m. There are going to be raffle and door prizes as well.
But who's going to be MCing for that evening? We can't have a show without an MC.
Ooh. Well, Cookie did just mention who the MC was.
You got to listen to your speakers here.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, that will be the week after the Den Night for those who are familiar with the Vic Bears Den Night scheme.
You will see us at, Jack.
Yay! I'm sure you'll see us on all lined up and go, here's your new committee for this year. And they'll be applauding and then I'll feel happy.
Woohoo! Now, we also have a fair amount of feedback.
We like feedback.
Feedback is awesome.
Love feedback.
It's crutch-grabbingly awesome.
Now, first message we got off the rank is from Simbo on Bear Dub. Has been listening to the Cubby House since hibernation and would like to say very impressed. He likes the slightly more structured sense we have and plus the fact we are reasonably thoughtful and upfront about our own lives.
Thank you, Simbo. You rock the Casbah.
With any more details about our private lives, you'll be able to get a credit card in our name. That is not a suggestion.
No, thank you.
Also, we've got another email from Gavin Shiffett from Philadelphia, who listens to the program.
Hi, Gavin.
Now, on episode number 18, I think it was, we were talking about the gender segregation in the bear community, and apparently in the club that he belongs to, which is the Liberty Bears, I think it is.
Liberty Bears of Philadelphia.
The Liberty Bears of Philadelphia. They have female members, and apparently they have a female vice president, who does a smashing job.
She's also straight as well. I know, heavens to Betsy.
He'd just like to point out, in his opinion, being a bear has little to do with your plumbing and more to do with your attitude. He feels bears should be willing to accept people based on their actions and not of their reproductive organs.
That sounds sensible to me.
I agree. Thank you very much, Gavin. We love your feedback.
He'd also just like to point out, I use the phrase golden boy in reference to never having touched the vajayjay, and he just wanted to correct me in saying it's golden star gay.
No, gold star gay.
There you go.
Blind turd.
Yes. So thank you very much to Gavin Schiffer. Out of curiosity, he would like to know if anybody was approached by a female to male trans to become a member, how would they feel?
I believe that we already do have a member of Vic Bears who is female to male. I've met her on the odd occasion once or twice.
Now, hang on.
Sorry, I met him.
Yes, just clarifying, if it's female to male, it's the latter pronoun.
Yes.
To be used. Yeah.
Yes, no, I have met him. He's a lovely guy. It's quite ironic because he's very much a redneck. Loves shooting and things like that. I've never seen him outside of camo gear. He is pre-op, I believe. But I don't think anybody's ever had any problems with him. And everybody's been very, very accepting, very welcoming. So there you go.
Yeah, I don't have any problems.
And anybody who does, well...
they'll have to answer to us.
They can be fed to, not the bears, they can be fed to, what other animals?
Tigers.
Lions and tigers and not bears. Oh,
they can be fed to the crabs. giant crabs.
And get itchy and stuff.
Just a quick hello to Joe, who's shot us an email and would like to interview us at some point. So, thank you very much for the email.
We're going
to
be stars.
Well, considering we've had a press release for Harbour City Bears, we're going to have an interview recorded. Yeah, I'd say we're getting there.
We're having debates and we're also on Joy as well.
94.9.
Who does the pleasure of hosting our files, and I keep it neat and tidy so you can download them at any given day of the day or night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
We can listen to Jack's dulcet tones all the time.
www.joy.org.au. We're also planning to interview the artist of the music you've been hearing today, Jack, who's also known as Robot Bomb Shelter. So, if you'd like to check out his music, it is robotbombshelter.com.
He's a very woofy man.
Oh, and yes. His name is also Jake, not Jack.
Yes.
Yes, great.
You know,
and he is a very woofy man.
I get really pissed off when people call me Jake.
Oh, yeah.
Is that like Mike and Mick?
I'd imagine so.
No, not really. Because Mike and Mick, it's the same derivative of the same word. It's like Billy and William, but... Jake and Jack, they're two completely different names.
Also, I've sent an email out to John, who does the vodcast Bears and Games, which is a vodcast, a video podcast.
Oh, I thought it was like a vodka podcast. I'm like, well, hell yeah, where do I download this?
Where he talks about bears in featuring in video games from the olden days to the current days, and it's generally a fun thing to watch.
Well, considering Zangief would be part of that discussion, I dare imagine.
I certainly hope so.
I think you can find his stuff at www.bearsingames.blogspot.com. We might have to check that one.
It is bearsingames.blogspot.com.
Also, you can subscribe to it in Facebook, which is very convenient for me, because I'm always on it.
So we've noticed.
Do we have anything else? Oh yes, just a reminder for the Bear Men of Adelaide's Golden Wolves competition. Submissions are still open for around about another less than 3 months to go until the deadline. So you better get your act together, people. Make your movies and send them out, because there's nothing worse than a film festival with no films.
Because then it would just be a festival
with people. It would be less than a festival.
It would be nothing.
It'd be festy.
Yeah, well, considering we'd be lots of people in a dark room. Yeah.
It would... Oh, what? Don't send videos in.
Thank you very much for listening once again. We do encourage all feedback and comments to podcast@thecubbyhouse.net.au.
We appreciate the fact that you've let us into your head for about the past hour. We made sure to wipe our feet before we came in, but I think we may have gotten some grass stains in there, but that'll come right out.
Yes, and... please be careful, we've left a lot of lube floating around as well.
Ew.
But it's okay, because we made it ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah, cornstarch and some a little bit of water, heat it up until it's got a thick, opaque quality.
I love the word opaque, it's great. But we do. Our highlight of our podcast is reading out your letters, because we love hearing from you. So please don't be shy, write to us, even if you just want to say, hi, I like you, bye. We love it.
Ryan is hot.
Jack, can you please stop sending me those messages? It's getting really annoying.
Also, I think our Skype line is getting a bit dusty. We need people to send us in voicemails.
Yes, if you could please. It is 9005PLAY.
That's if you're in Victoria. Or you can add the Cubby House as a friend on Skype, which with details on the website. With all these ways to contact the Cubby House, you've got no reason not to.
That's right.
In fact, whatever you're doing now, stop it now.
Go on Skype, because at least that way we can put you on the show. You can be the fourth member of the Cubby House.
Also, if you happen to be an iTunes user, whatever you're doing right now, stop it now and write a review of the podcast on our iTunes page, because it's not looking very good at the moment. The mediocre reviews, we haven't gotten any new ones for at least about the past 4 months. We've been doing a lot in the past 4 months.
Please show your support and care and hugs on iTunes, please.
I mean, I don't want to seem whiny, but please.
Wow. Sham well.
That's about as high as it gets.
Oh, that's great.
Before I start getting into an audible tones, dogs love me.
And on that note,
until then, I'm Ryan.
I'm Cookie.
And I'm whiny. Beggy.
Sookie.
Stay tuned for our next show after this will be the debate. Size does matter.
Size does matter.
It does not.
Does so.
No,
does
sorry. So.
Take you out. This is a song by Robot Bomb Shelter. His rendition of Particle Playground. If you'd like to check him out, you can go to his website, robotbombshelter.com. And for more podcasts, please check out Joy 94.9's website at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.